Bright Future, newsletter of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. A publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Volume 38, Number 3, Summer 2023. 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105. 405-521-3514. Toll free, 1-800-523-0288. Fax, 405-521-4582. TTY/TDD 405-521-4672. Email olbph@okdrs.gov. Website www.olbph.org. Bright Future is also available in Braille on Oklahoma Telephone Reader, on Oklahoma Recorded Magazines, and on our website. Changes abound at OLBPH. Since our last issue, the OLBPH has undergone some changes. Two staff members moved on to new positions outside the library, and the physical DB collection has officially ended. Our summer reading program ended on July 31st. Joy Zeno won the iPad for the 6th through 12th grade division, and Logan Hedrick won for the pre-K to 5th grade division. Congratulations to both our winners! The program for older teens and adults continues until August 31st, so participants still have time to read another book or three. We hosted a long-overdue volunteer appreciation luncheon recently to coincide with a visit from Chris Mundy. Longtime readers may recognize Chris's name from years past. Read more about that and our latest Joanna Peters Award recipient, Inside. Director's Column. In February, two issues ago, I bragged about our two new employees. Well, now, 6 months later, we have had two employees move on from the library. This is all good as we can roll with the changes. Speaking of changes, the OLBPH is now collectionless. 150,000 cartridges and mailers once stored on shelves are gone. Sounds radical. However, our service is so much better because of patron-centric cartridges. No more waiting on a book to be available from a limited quantity of a talking books. Now, our entire collection is always available. What I love about this is digital downloading, which has been around 2 to 3 decades, and is now available and accessible to those that do not have the wherewithal to download. We do this for them and send to them. This unique digital divide is now bridged. I do need to mention that although we are not sending and receiving as many cartridges in the mail as with a collection, patrons do still need to get these multiple title cartridges back to us as soon as possible. Most patrons have 2, sometimes 3 cartridges checked out at a time. To keep the books flowing and to not lose any reading time, please be prompt about returning the cartridges to us. Many thanks. Kevin Treese, Library Director. End of our single title cartridge era. Nearly all OLBPH patrons who get their talking books through the mail remember getting cartridges that contained 1 book each. After all, that's the way it was done here for 89 years, from records and reel-to-reel tapes to cassettes and now digital cartridges. But as the OLBPH celebrates 90 years of serving Oklahomans, that single-title era is completely over, because those cartridges and mailing containers are gone. The last of the single-title cartridges were packed up in late June and sent away to the National Library Service, NLS, multi-state center in Utah, for recycling. It was the completion of a removal project that began last August. Why 10 months, you may ask? Making nearly 150,000 audiobooks go away simply takes a long time and a lot of effort. The old audiobooks were packed in cardboard boxes that held 44 cartridges and mailers each. We filled 3,401 of those boxes. That's 149,644 copies of talking books that had been sent to the OLBPH by NLS over the past 13 years or so. All had to be hand-packed, sealed, and labeled before being carried away by the U.S. Postal Service. All talking books from the OLBPH are now downloaded. Patrons who use BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download, download books themselves. OLBPH staff members download all of the other titles that go to patrons who get their books through the mail. Multiple books are now loaded on each cartridge, a grouping that is customized for each patron based on his or her reading preferences. Patrons no longer have to wait for a new release or other popular book to be returned by someone else before they can receive it, Library Director Kevin Treese explained. We now have infinite copies of all titles, thanks to the newer process. Another advantage to having multiple title cartridges is that all the books in a series can be downloaded onto one cartridge, so patrons can enjoy all the books in a series in the order the author intended. Librarian Marcus Sims oversaw the huge project and got lots of help from circulation staffers Melanie Ulfers and Colin Jeeks. Marcus thanked Director Treese and Administrative Librarian Andrew Shockley for securing needed supplies. Picture caption. OLBPH staff members who were involved in the project to pack up and send away single-title talking book cartridges pose with some of the last ones to go. From left, Library Director Kevin Treese, Administrative Librarian Andrew Shockley, Librarian Marcus Sims, Melanie Ulfers, and Colin Jinks. Photo by Brent Jones. AIM Center Updates. The first 5 years of a child's life are the most important for healthy development and long-term well-being. The experiences and relationships formed during this period of rapid brain development build a foundation for future learning and success. Yet many parents of blind, low vision, or cortical visually impaired, CVI, children lack access to books, toys, and equipment that are accessible to their children. The impact of the opportunity gap are measurable as early as 9 months. The Accessible Instructions Materials AIM Center is working to bridge that gap. The AIM Center began a program 1 year ago that puts us in direct contact with our early childhood, birth to 5 years, parents. We send emails to our parents with featured products, information on new products, and tips for working with visually impaired children. Our featured products focus on those skills that should be developed in early childhood, such as eye-hand coordination, hand muscle development, early literacy development, listening skills, fine motor skills, communication skills, early math skills, attention span development, and creativity skills, while focusing on the needs of various visual impairments. The AIM Center currently has 208 early childhood children registered with 95 parents actively accessing AIM products and materials. We hope to increase these numbers as we head into year two. The AIM Center receives funding both from a federal and state level, so all our products are free to parents and school districts. For more information about our services, please contact me at pwatson@okdrs.gov. Pepper Watson, AIM Center Director. Contact information. Have you moved, changed your phone number, or email address? Don't forget to tell us. Without accurate and up-to-date contact and mailing information, we cannot provide you with great service. So if you move, change your phone number, or change your email address, just remember to let us know. Thanks. Andrew Shockley, Librarian. Volunteer Appreciation. Volunteers are a critical part of what keeps the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped running. Without our volunteers, the OLBPH studio would not be able to produce all the wonderful magazines and books they have over the years, and the Oklahoma Telephone Reader Service would not be able to carry all of the weekly local news and information it does for our patrons. That is why we recently hosted a volunteer appreciation luncheon sponsored by the Oklahomans for Special Library Services, OSLS. This event took place on Friday, August 4th, and featured a presentation by National Library Services contractor Chris Mundy. He gave our volunteers an overview of the NLS program and talked about how our humble studio fits into the bigger picture of National Library Services. Certificates and appreciation gifts were awarded to all our volunteers in attendance, as well as the presentation of the Joanna Peter Volunteer Achievement Award to our Outstanding Volunteer of the Year, Kent Graham, who is featured in our Volunteer Spotlight. The Joanna Peter Volunteer Achievement Award is an award in remembrance of longtime volunteer Joanna Peter and celebrates volunteers with an unwavering and longstanding commitment to providing high-quality audio material to the blind and print-disabled patrons we serve. Following the presentations, all our volunteers, their guests, library staff, and OSLS board members in attendance enjoyed a delicious barbecue lunch. This event was extra special because it was one of the first get-togethers we have been able to have like this in a few years. It was wonderful to get to see everyone together again, and everyone had a good time. We are so thankful for all the support the library receives from such a dedicated group of volunteers. We are truly fortunate to have such an amazing and dedicated group of people volunteering their time with us. Kat Jensen, Studio Director. Catch us out and about. We haven't stopped our outreach efforts despite the summer heat. You can see us or our displays in different places around the OKC Metro. Currently, we have a joint display with services for the blind and visually impaired at the El Reno Public Library. If you're heading to the OCB convention in September, drop by our table and say hi. Volunteer Spotlight. For this issue, we would like to introduce or possibly reintroduce you to the man we call our extra team member here at the OLBPH studio, Kent Graham. Kent has been a longtime volunteer since 2012, not only for the Oklahoma Telephone Reader, but also for the OLBPH studio. Kent does a little of everything around here, from reading for the OTR to editing everything from novels, nonfiction, magazine articles, poetry books, and more, to reviewing, researching, and helping to narrate the Oklahoma Today magazine. When we need extra help, he is always willing to pitch in and contribute to whatever needs to get done. This makes Kent one of our most valuable volunteers and is the reason he is the most recent recipient of the Joanna Peter Volunteer Achievement Award. For a little background information, Kent and his wife, Lynn, recently celebrated 53 years of marriage. They have 3 grown sons and 4 grandchildren. Kent spent 28 years in the Air Force, retiring in 1998. Then he decided to go back to school after retirement and collect another BA from Gaylord College in professional writing, then started working toward his master's while also serving as an adjunct professor at the journalism school teaching a writing lab class. Kent also serves on the City of Moore Planning Commission and sings with the Canterbury Voices. Kent's skills make him a great asset to the library. Kent says of the many jobs he has done over the years, One of the most interesting was a vending machine contract for Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center. The entire contract had to be prepared in standard written form, in Braille, and in voice recording formats. When asked why he spent so much time and effort with the studio and OTR, he talks of his mother, who became blind in her later years from macular degeneration. We connected her with books on tape, which helped her continue to read. I wanted to find a way to help others like her. To do that, he connected with his brother-in-law, who was reading for a studio down in Texas. He was able to get Kent in contact with our studio, and the rest is history. Helping others like his mother is exactly what Kent has done over the years. Kent started in 2012 with Jay Dodna with the Oklahoma Talking Information Service. Jay teamed him up with Lloyd Musselman, having them read the Enid News Eagle, Oklahoma Gazette, Oklahoma Today, and other news and information publications. He currently still works on the Enid News Eagle every week, but it has moved over to the Oklahoma Telephone Reader System. He also is our wonderful introduction voice and closing voice for the studio's recording of Oklahoma Today magazine. When asked what he likes most about volunteering in the library, he stated, "The people, the staff, and the volunteers. And it is fulfilling to know I'm providing a service to folks like my mother and my sister, who without recorded books would be cut off from the world of reading." Kat Jensen, Studio Director. Book Corner. Here are a few summer-themed reads to wrap up the sunny season. Enjoy! DB 52724, Summer Island, by Kristen Hanna. Well-known talk show host Nora Bridge has been estranged from daughter Ruby for years. When the ugly truth about her past is uncovered, Nora retreats to Summer Island. There she and Ruby finally come to terms with each other. DB 96702, From Hell to Breakfast, by Dusty Richards. After a summer working on the Salt River near Phoenix, H.B. Bentley was looking forward to the fall roundup on the North Cut. Then he finds out that he will have to deal with cattle rustlers and three snooty cowboys who actually turn out to be the daughters of grouchy rancher Ewell Rice. DB 99851, 28 Summers, by Alin Hildebrand. When Mallory Blessing is dying, she tells her son to contact Jake McLeod. Jake and Mallory have been keeping a secret for 28 years, since they were both in their 20s. Jake has spent every Labor Day weekend with Mallory at her Nantucket home. DB 99157, Dark Summer, by John Cleary. In the heat of an Australian summer, Inspector Scobie Malone of the New South Wales Police finds the body of a promising informer floating face down in his family's backyard swimming pool. Scobie is investigating Sydney's major drug-dealing operation, and this murder is a clear warning. DB 99719, Hello Summer, by Mary Kay Andrews. Connolly Hawkins left her family's small-town newspaper in the rearview mirror years ago. Now, a star reporter for a big-city paper, Connolly is about to take a fancy new position in Washington, D.C., when the job disappears and she lands right back in Silver Bay, Florida. DB 46882, The Poisonwood Bible, by Barbara Kingsolver. In this bestseller, an American missionary family lands in the Congo in 1959, and the cultural confrontation begins immediately. The mother and four daughters react to their new environment, the villagers respond to their new preacher, and the family dynamics change. DB 16418, Summer of 42, by Herman Rocher. A middle-aged man returns to Packet Island off the New England coast and summons up memories of the summer of 1942, when he and his two buddies were 15. Preoccupied with sex, the three boys brooded, talked, read about it, and tried to turn theory into practice. Andrew Shockley, administrative librarian. Oklahoma Reads, showcasing fiction and nonfiction books in our collection that are about Oklahoma, its history, and its people. DBC 18951, Murder by Dewey Decimal, A Measurements of Murder Mystery by Stephen B. Bagley. If the title or author's name sounds familiar, you may be remembering Murder by the Acre, also written by Stephen B. Bagley and reviewed by Troy Small in the spring 2023 edition of Bright Future. Both books stand alone, but together make up a Measurements of Murder Mystery series, written for young adults to older folks who enjoy fictional mystery suspense genres. This book and Murder by the Acre were narrated by Nancy Cheaper. Murder by Dewey Decimal is the first of this two-book series and introduces a few key characters for both books. Lisa Trent is a struggling reporter, and Bernard Worthington is an assistant librarian in the small town of Wrighton, Oklahoma, where Charles Donaldson is the police chief. Lisa and Bernard use the skills of their trade to assist Chief Donaldson in solving mysteries along the way to finding the murderer. Lisa and Bernard develop a friendship and more along the way. The author has injected plenty of dynamic storytelling, including Lisa and Bernard nearly becoming murder victims. From the book cover in part, what was stolen from the library safe? What happened to the missing janitor? Why is Lisa a target? Who stole the Wrighton family jewels? Why did old Eliah Wrighton will his hideous mansion to the city? What secrets does it hold, and who is killing to hide them? Entertaining characters, a clever plot, and chilling suspense make this first book a must-read if you enjoy mystery and suspense. DBC 18968, The Dreams of Ada by Robert Mayer. The Dreams of Ada is a nonfiction account of the 1984 disappearance of Denise Haraway from her job at a convenience store on the outskirts of Ada, Oklahoma. The book is a true account of the actual crime, the investigation, trial, and punishment which followed. From the book cover in part, The Dreams of Ada is a story of politics and morality, of fear and obsession. It is also a moving, compelling portrait of one small town living through a nightmare. The Dreams of Ada is recommended for mature audiences due to the description of violence. This book was a digital conversion, originally released on cassette tape in 2006, but recently converted because of the demand created by John Grisham's review of the book. Our former studio director, Paul Adams, narrated this book and graciously returned to the studio to record a new introduction for this new release. Scott C., studio technician. The Back 40 by Jim Kettler. Are you traveling this summer? Estimates for the number of summer travelers this year run upwards of 108 million people. Of course, this includes travel by all modes. How do you prefer to travel? By bus, automobile, airlines, train? When our daughters were growing up, we traveled mostly by automobile. Like a lot of other families, we had a station wagon where our kids could move around the back and stay occupied with reading, looking for landmarks, napping, and just general child's play. But as so many others have experienced, the activities would get boring, and that's when we would start hearing, "Are we there yet?" This is what led me to an ingenious idea. In 1990, we were heading out on a long trip, driving to Orlando. I purchased a Rand McNally Road Atlas, remember, Google Maps hadn't yet been created, and appointed hourly navigators to guide us on our way. As it turns out, my daughters made really good navigators, and we had a really great trip. So now, even though we do have Google Maps, Rand McNally still prints a road atlas, and it offers a much broader view than Google. I highly recommend this for travelers who travel with kids. What activities have you used on trips? Do you have some favorite things you like to do wherever you may go? What is your favorite trip, whatever you may do, and wherever you may go this summer? Please be safe and enjoy yourself. We'll be right here. Jim Kettler, Contract Monitor and BEP Training Associate. How do you want to receive this newsletter? Email users, are you okay with having Bright Future show up in your inbox 4 times a year? Or would you rather have a large print copy delivered to your mailbox? Perhaps you received this issue in the traditional mail, but have a working email address and would prefer electronic delivery. Email is more affordable, faster, and much easier to distribute. You can help us improve efficiency by sharing your email address with us. It will not be used for any other purpose or shared with any other organization, so you don't have to worry about getting unwanted messages. If you would like us to change how you receive Bright Future, please let us know by calling 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Bright Future is the official publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It was printed by Heritage Solutions in El Reno, Oklahoma. It is published 4 times a year. Kevin Treese is the library director, and Lacey Downs is the interim editor. In providing information to readers of Bright Future, the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services does not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publications Clearinghouse. Cost of printing and distribution was $2,709.43 for 2,200 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability, or ancestry in employment or the provision of services. For additional copies, contact the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 405-521-3514.